Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we're celebrating the day of Saint Apostle, first called Andrew. Saint Apostle Andrew was the first one that went to the Lord. He heard Saint John the Baptist preaching about the Lord, and he went to see the Lord, and he then went over to his brother, who was later on the Saint Peter, and he went to him and told him that I have seen Messiah, I will come. And we talked to him, and they went, and the Lord spent the time with them. And then they were fishermen at that time, and then the Lord then later on called them to follow him, to go with him every place that he was going. And they left their father and their fishing thing, and went after the Lord. The Lord called several other ones. Finally, he gathered 12 apostles, that they all went with him, and they loved with him. They all went through terrible sufferings, and following in the lead of the Lord himself. And many of them were tortured, or all of them were tortured, except of course the one that betrayed him. It was Judas, the Iscariot. He had betrayed the Lord, and he was dropped out from the apostles, and in his place took Apostle Matthew. And he was the one that replaced Judah. But all of them went through terrible sufferings. And of course, since today is the St. Andrew's holiday of the Apostle First Called, let's go into his life. After the coming down of the Holy Spirit and all the apostles, they all had a meeting and decided where the apostles would be going to preaching. And he was given many cities that he had to go. And he was in Rome and Greece and every place, even including in Russia. He came to the mountains of Kiev, where later on become the city of Kiev. And he had spent overnight there, and in the morning he told his disciples with him that this place is going to be flourishing with the Christians, Orthodox Christians, and many, many churches will be there. And of course it all came true. As you know, Kiev had a lot of monasteries, a lot of churches, and from Kiev, the Orthodoxy was spread around all over Russia. My beloved, he had went himself through many cities, and when he went in every city, he was tortured. And one city in particular, where they have beat him up, after they were beating him, they grabbed him and they tied him up, and they were dragging him around the whole city and throwing stones at him and all kinds of things they were doing, even cutting off their fingers. And but miraculously, the Lord healed him with everything, and then he went on to other cities, and finally he came to a city where he was actually converting the whole city. The whole city was converted. Even the brother of the leader of the city, but he was very, very upset, and he wanted to get St. Andrew to bow down to the idols. And of course, the saint told him that he should turn to Christ, because he doesn't want to be suffering for eternity going against Christ. And the leader had told him that he would torture him and finally kill him and even crucify him, just like the Lord was crucified. And St. Andrew wasn't scared of that. On the contrary, he was looking forward to it. He was saying, well, I would rather have you torture me for a few days and so on, and he put me on the cross, and I go to my Lord, and to be like you, not accepting the Lord, and then having to go eternity being tortured with the evil spirits. my beloved. That's what it's all about. And no matter, of course, how he talked to him, he couldn't convert him. And, like I say, even his brother was converted, but he was very staunch idol worshiper, and he didn't want to go against the emperor's orders from Rome. My beloved, we have to realize that he was also offering St. John and St. Andrew. He was offering so many gifts and all kinds of good things in this earth and so on. And of course, St. Andrew, the apostle, first called, and all the other apostles, they all of them refused to have anything from this world and didn't want to enjoy themselves, go on a wide road, because they knew that the wide road is not going to lead to the kingdom of heaven. They wanted to follow after the Lord, that knowing that he had suffered through this life here on earth, and finally was crucified unfairly. And he did it all to free us from the evil one, and gave us the power of the cross. When St. Andrew was tortured and beaten and all kinds of things they were doing to him, finally he was told that they are going to crucify him. And they were taking him to the place. And he was going to his crucifixion with such a joy. And by that time, most of the city has become Christians, and they all followed him. And they were weeping and crying for him. And but he was comforting them and saying, "Don't cry for me, that I'm going to where the Lord wants. I'm going to my Lord. I already had done enough here." And so finally they were going to crucify him, and he said he's not worthy to be crucified on the cross like the Lord was. So he wanted to have his cross to be sideways, like an X letter, and he was crucified like that. And the leader said, "I'm not going to nail him because he'll die quicker. I'm going to make him suffer." And he had made sure that they have tied them up to the cross, the hands and the feet, so that he would suffer long on the cross. And he was doing, all he was doing is praying and preaching. And he was preaching and he was converting more and more people. And finally, thousands of people were surrounding him. And finally, they couldn't take it anymore. And they started to threaten that leader that they're going to go and they're rebelling against him. They went to his house, surrounded him, and demanded that he would go and release St. Andrew from the cross, because he knew that he was, of course, making all kinds of healings and miracles all over. And my beloved, but when the leader came up, St. Andrew asked him, "Did you come to be converted, to accept Christ, or did you come to take me off the cross? Well, if you came to take me off the cross, don't do that. I don't want you to do that. It's time for me to go to my Lord." And but he didn't listen. He didn't want to be converted, and by the demand of the people, he was afraid of them already. And he wanted to take him off the cross, and he sent some soldiers to do that. And as they were reaching out for him, their hands just kind of dried, and they couldn't do anything. They couldn't take him off. And St. Andrew started to pray to the Lord that the Lord will take him and not allow them to take him off the cross. And as he was saying that prayer, the light came down from the heaven, a light of the grace of God. And it was so bright that nobody could see him anymore, because the light surrounded him totally. And they could, and that was for a whole half an hour. He was surrounded by that light, and nobody could touch him. After the half an hour went over, the Lord decided to take him to the kingdom of heaven and took his soul out of the body. And then the light went up to heaven with his soul. And my beloved, and they saw that he had died on the cross. And one of the very pious women took him off the cross and put him in the coffin that she prepared for herself. And my beloved, this is what the saints are about. They weren't looking for the temporary things. They weren't looking to be shackled up with all kinds of work that will only to work for the comfort of their body and for their enjoyment here on earth. They were, all of them, they were looking out after the soul, knowing and believing that there is life after death, and that this here is nothing but a little tiny time compared to the eternity, one split of a second, and that we all have to go through this life to purify our hearts so that we can love the Lord. We have to have more attachment to our Lord Jesus Christ than to anything in the world. It doesn't matter what, even other human beings and so on. And in a sense, we should be in love with the Lord, because He is the only one who deserves to be loved like that, that we cannot be without Him, not for a minute. He sustains our life. He is everything to us. If He doesn't let us feel His presence, then what happens? We become depressed. We become unhappy and all that. And when then we try to entertain ourselves with something so that we will not be unhappy. But this is only trickery of the enemy, of the Lord, who wants us not to get the happiness and the peace from the Lord, but from entertainment. That's why the televisions, the internet, and all the music and all the stuff that's in the world is all to take us away from the Lord. It's not to bring Him close. The church, our Orthodox church, is what brings us close. But how many times people don't attend the service, the services, and it's so sad that the people think that something is more important, and so many people very seldom go to communion, and yet that's where we get most of our strength, is from the Lord's communion. My beloved, we have to grow spiritually. We have to grow spiritually. We have to fulfill God's commandment and love not only our friends and relatives, but we have to love our enemies, and we have to do good, even to those who do us harm. And we have to bless those who curse us, and be good to those who are even trying to hurt us, and be taking advantage of the experiences that all the saints had, and of course starting from the Lord, that He had prayed for those who crucified Him, and they have done the same thing. They have, and as St. Andrew, for instance, he says he wasn't worried, and that didn't make him sad that he has to go through terrible sufferings and be crucified. But he said, "I am suffering because you are not accepting Christ, and I'm suffering ahead, knowing that you, if you do not accept Christ, you'll not be able to be with Him, and you have a lot with the evil ones, and that's what I'm suffering, and that's what all the saints have done, and that's what all of us have to do. We have to suffer for the people that are going far away from Christ, and when they don't love Christ. We have to really feel sorry for them, and co-suffer that they're in such a terrible situation, and have to pray for them. Because I know that all the saints have prayed for all the world, it's not only for their loved ones, but for everybody's conversion, because that's what the Lord wants. The Lord says He came to save sinners, of whom I am the chief, said Saint Apostle Paul, and St. John put it in the prayers before Holy Communion. All that, and we have to believe that I am the greatest sinner, and so I do not judge anybody. And if I see somebody fall even in a seemingly worse sins than I am, we have no idea whether he or she will repent the next minute, while I may fall into the same thing. And so that's the spirit of Orthodox Christians: meekness and humility and love. And love of Christ most of all, and then of course His Mother, the Theotokos, Mother of God, and all the saints. And let's remember our saints and pray for them more often. And let's remember Saint Andrew, the apostle, that had suffered first cold, that suffered so much, and with great joy, and had seen when he seen the cross, he went towards it, taking his clothes off and so on, just to be with the Lord. And when they wanted to free him, he didn't want to be freed. And that's what we have to start to understand and have to follow. And if you got sick, you have sicknesses, you have troubles and so on, well, don't look mainly to be absolved from those things and to be free from those things, but look mainly to accept it as the will of God and to prepare yourself for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.